Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California, joins us now by telephone from her home state. Senator Boxer, you did not approve of recertifying Mexico. You said it would be a mistake. Why?
I think the proper course would have been decertification with a waiver, and that I would have applauded. And 40 of us in the Senate across party lines have sent a letter. Senator Feinstein organized that letter. And I think there's going to be trouble in the Senate with this. It just doesn't sit right. The president, I know, believes, and we all believe, that this relationship with Mexico is crucial, but he could have decertified with the waiver. There would have been no sanctions, but it would have been a strong message. And there are so many reasons why. I mean, if you want to go into them, I can.
Do you think that the Congress can or should attempt to reverse the president's decision?
Yes, I do. I think we have an obligation. It's a very serious law. And if you look at what's happening with the cartels, little or no effective action taken against the major drug cartels. We have a report from our own drug enforcement agents that the situation on the border has never been worse. Last month, the Mexican government said that U.S. agents could not carry weapons on the Mexican side of the border. Very little progress on extraditions, tremendous amount of corruption. And I know that Secretary Albright, I mean, with all due respect to her, she said, and we're going to make sure this happens the next time. But this certification is supposed to deal with what has happened up to now.
The Mexicans say that although their principal drug fighter was arrested and found to be corrupt, he was arrested, and that we should take that as some kind of evidence of their good intentions. But the head of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency here, says that he feels there is no Mexican law enforcement agency that the U.S. can trust. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you just have to see what we're told by those who know. And we know that if you look at the cartels, the two most powerful cartels, and we know who runs them, they've hardly been touched by Mexican law enforcement. And those who have been arrested have been given light sentences and allowed basically to continue their business from jail. So it's DEA Administrator Thomas Constantine has said, quote, the Mexicans are now the single most powerful trafficking group, worse than the Colombian cartels. So this is a terrible message. I think when you realize that 50 to 70% of all cocaine shipped into the United States comes through Mexico, and it's a significant source of heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana, I just don't see how we can stand up and give full certification. It just makes a sham of the law. I think it would be more honest for the administration to say, you know, this law isn't a good law, and let's repeal the law. I wouldn't agree with that, but that would be, I think, a more honest course to take.
But, Senator Boxer, President Clinton is asking that Mexico make substantial improvements, all-out efforts, as we heard Secretary said, to arrest traffickers and so on. But isn't this really a political question? We have a long border, an intimate relationship, our new and growing trade relations. People move back and forth across the border all the time. Can the president really consider getting tough with Mexico? This is not Afghanistan. This is not Iran. Mexico is part of the family.
Yeah, when it gets tough, that's when the tough have to get going. You've got to uphold the law even when it touches your friends. Now, no one could be more aware of the incredible importance of this relationship than the two senators from California, Senator Feinstein and myself. We respect that relationship. We want to see it thrive. We're working to get, you know, better infrastructure at the border. We're working to make sure the trade is good and all that. But you can't close your eyes on the truth. So while it is difficult to say to a friend, you know, you're failing the test, I think we have to do it. And I think that's the way you treat an equal partner. If they're supposed to be an equal partner now in order to get this certification, then they ought to be an equal partner now. What Secretary Albright is saying, gee, we're going to give you this, but we expect you will be a full partner with us
right.
in the future.
Thank you very much, Senator Boxer.
Thank you.
Senator Barbara Boxer is the Democrat of California. We reached her at her home there.